So today was the first day of 3 days of oral arguments over the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. And today was, in some sense, the driest of the days. It's the first day, it's sort of the warm-up. And this was about whether or not the Anti-Injunction Act, which is this tax statute dating back to 1867, which says that you cannot challenge, basically cannot challenge a federal tax in federal court until the tax has been assessed and paid. And so if the individual mandate, which requires all Americans to buy or secure health insurance or else you pay a penalty, is that if that penalty is a tax, then the legal challenge cannot proceed. And so that's what the court was addressing today. Is this, in fact, a tax? And does that mean that the challengers have to wait until 2015? A big takeaway for me today was that a majority of the justices seemed unwilling to allow the Anti-Injunction Act to get in the way of the broader legal challenge. There were, whether it was Justice Breyer pointing out repeatedly that, well, you know, Congress called it a penalty, not a tax, and that basically, you know, just because it sounds like a tax doesn't make it a tax. You had other justices making similar comments. Justice Sotomayor said something to the effect of, well, isn't kind of the problem inartful drafting by Congress, which I think we all agree is correct, perhaps across the whole, you know, scope of this bill. So I don't expect that this is going to be the issue that derails the legal challenge. I think the justices, the government, everyone's in agreement that they want a real ruling on the constitutional merits, not on this more arcane tax issue.